This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of coronavirus cases recorded in the United States surged past 504,000, according to the latest tally by Johns Hopkins University. There are approximately 1.7 million confirmed cases worldwide, with nearly 103,000 deaths. South Korea announced plans to strap tracking wristbands on people who defy quarantine orders, and Christians are urged to stay home this Easter weekend as the global coronavirus death toll passes 100,000. South Korean officials say stricter controls are required because some of the 57,000 people who are under orders to stay home have slipped out by leaving behind smartphones with tracking apps. U.S. health authorities reported more outbreaks in New York City and the surrounding region, an area with about 20 million people that accounts for more than half of the 500,000 American cases. Other hot spots are in Detroit, Louisiana, and the national capital, Washington. Worldwide, confirmed infections rose to 1.7 million, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins. With warmer weather beckoning, Italians are straining against a strict lockdown to halt the coronavirus that is just now showing signs of ebbing at the end of 5 weeks of mass isolation. The official line is patient, with measures that have shown success in slowing the virus's spread until there's a clear decline in the number of new cases. Still, officials have begun grappling with the question of how to manage social distancing on mass transit, reopen ordinary commerce, and relaunch manufacturing without risking another peak. The so-called phase two is being described as a cautious reopening as society continues to live alongside the virus until a vaccine can be developed, perhaps in 12 to 18 months. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.